Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Oftentimes, RJ City and I talk about nothing. Lately, he's had some stuff going on. He's had some honest-to-God information to protect. I haven't broken any of his news because I haven't found out about it. Probably because he's using NordVPN.com/Fightful. I'm not able to, like, hack into the mainframe because he's using NordVPN.com/Fightful. At least I assume he is. It's the only way you can keep it from me, that threat protection. Block the online trackers. Block the pop-up ads. Block the malware, too. We ain't got any of that on Fightful, thank God. But anyway, NordVPN.com/Fightful. Get a 30-day money-back guarantee. Not just that, an additional month free when you sign up. Plus that great deal. You can subscribe to services in other geographical areas that are much cheaper than where you are. You can change your virtual location with just one click. Avoid all the risks of that unsecured Wi-Fi when you're traveling, as RJ has been doing of late. NordVPN.com/Fightful.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp here
you
in Orlando.
Right back here.
Yeah.
The back of the seat.
Yeah.
You have to have a really long ass, which don't get me wrong, some people have. Or you gotta go like this.
You could say there are a few ass boys.
Yeah.
Around.
Would you like to tell everybody, because they can't see below the frame, is that the frame is so tight, I gotta be so close to you, and that you're wearing shorts.
Yeah, I am wearing shorts.
Yeah.
It's a call. It's a throwback.
It is a throwback
to our first interview.
And
except this time.
Here we are.
This time it's because I forgot to pack my luggage.
Oh.
I forgot to pack, like, until the day before, and I thought that I threw in more clothes, but I didn't.
Is it that hard
somewhere
to pack?
Well, listen.
Clothes are here.
Everybody knows
clothes
why
go
I'm
in the
here.
Bag?
Everybody knows why I'm here. I'm working. How are you here?
No one knows why I'm here.
Just think of my shock as I'm on a media call.
Yeah. How did you not get that? You heard no rumblings about this at all?
Not a bit.
Which is great.
First off, I was a little pissed. I was this motherfucker didn't tell me.
Which is great when stuff is not actually kept amongst wrestlers.
Yeah.
When it's kept amongst other people, no leaks get out, which is great.
I think people would assume you would be the weasel that would tell me stuff.
Yeah. I'm not going to talk about my own business,
exactly.
Though.
But, like,
I also did not know that Tony was going to mention my name on the media call. And then I quoted it and wrote, "This is news to me."
Yeah.
And then people are like, "Oh, he got it wrong."
So I didn't know you were going to WWE. Didn't know that you stopped working for him. Didn't know you were heading to AEW.
Yeah. Well, you had a little idea about WWE.
Wait, I got one. I knew you were turning babyface.
Okay.
Beforehand.
Didn't I announce it on your program?
I think so.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But that was so I that everybody found out when I found out.
And yeah, it was a great time for us, you know. And
it
I
was.
Kept it from you, and I surprised you, and in many ways, I surprised myself.
The Grim Reaper's coming for you. You know that.
Well, isn't the Grim Reaper coming for us all?
Doesn't
I guess
you could
say
that.
Doesn't death march onward? No matter how we try to escape it, no matter how we try to defeat old Father Time, we also come. And not just us. Buildings crumble.
They do.
Leaves dry up. They fall off
true.
The trees. Soil grows dry. You know? But we're here. We're spinning and we're making the best of it. Largely by making stupid videos.
Yeah, making
That's
stupid
what
videos.
We've chosen to do. We could have joined a missionary or something.
Yeah, oh, speaking of mission.
Yeah,
like,
but I told you
I'm bumping you.
I was
you
about
as soon
to confess so you know what's going on here. I didn't.
like, this is. Listen. I appreciate the fact
you were like, how are you here? And I started to open up, and I really thought, you know, you have me on, and it's all shtick, shtick, shtick. And I thought we were about to have a genuine moment.
We were.
And then...
We were.
I just dragged myself out of here, honestly. Yeah. Okay, I'll let you have your interview.
No, was the bit.
No, it's
that
okay.
That was the bit. I got to actually talk to him now. But I was...
No, that was it. I'm done. I have nothing to say. No, she doesn't want to hear... Okay. Go ahead.
Okay,
so 3 minutes.
We'll do 3 minutes. We'll do 3 minutes, and I want to know...
Hey guys, have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids, and he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day. And Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. Making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall, is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything and you won't believe how simple it is.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
How the hell you ended up here?
I
mean, legitimately, all bits aside, you're very talented, you're very funny.
Yeah, but people are like, the hell am I going to do with this person?
But the fact that Tony Khan himself went, LOL, and just called you up.
Twitter can be an evil, miserable place.
Yeah.
Can also lead to beautiful things.
He saw our interview and the ass-eating tweet, and then he said,
get me Ed Asner, and they said, sir, he's passed away.
He's
and he
dead.
Said, well, get me the next best thing.
Get me the guy that was talking about him.
Yeah.
And then you said, all right, I gotta get my best ass-eating material here.
Yeah, I guess so. But I guess I can say, you know, when does this come out? February?
I don't think it's going to be time-sensitive.
Oh, my God. Well, I guess there maybe by this point there won't be more to come.
Oh, boy.
Maybe they, you know, it'll got out. They're like, he is just useless. He just has the same three jokes.
I do want you to plug your stuff. Tell the people where they can find you.
You tell them. You're supposed to be the professional.
Hold on.
Oh,
wait.
My
God. I got to show you an actual.
Wait a minute. When Regis used to do his show, Spike Lee used to come on. He didn't go, Spike, when does your movie come out? He had it in the prompter. He had it on cards.
I got to show you a series of text messages that I got.
From the wonderful
from
Tito Santana?
The deceased twins, Allie and Emily C.
The deceased twins?
No, they're
much
alive.
They're no longer with us?
They're very much alive.
Is this about me?
RJ City is here. I said, tell him you know me. And they said, he has his gear with him. And I said, so a mic and a cup of coffee.
And that turned out to be absolutely the case. Who are the deceased twins?
They're
for the ruckus.
Okay, I don't want to be a part of this weird
ruckus,
group. No, you're trying
you
to do hand signs and sell T-shirts. No. This I don't want to be.
Do it.
No, these feds all blow right, in, whatever, they blow out like the Slinky. When was the last time you played with the Slinky? That's what I thought.
I got
Thunder
one.
Thunder Roses is here.
Yeah, she is.
She has, first of all, a career.
Yes, she
number
does.
Number one, and number two, a little more of a personality than I have at this point.
She's got a good one. Yeah.
Yeah. She's excited about things, and I think that's the energy you want at this point. But I want to say thank you. For at least your consistency.
Yes, I am. If nothing else, I am consistent.
Yeah.
At the very least.
Do you want to keep this going? Do you want me to hand it off? Is this like a little relay?
No, but we're
going to. We've got a nice one long take. You don't have to edit.
I'm going to do my. Until next time, we're out.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.